Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Somebody who I know has seen his source of reporting that sometimes sort of misses the mark is former Governor Doug Wilder, and it's always, absolutely always a pleasure and an honor to have him join us. Governor, thank you for being here.
Jeff, it's always my pleasure to be with you on your show, and I can tell you I hear from a lot of people who listen to you, and they likewise share that view.
Well, I appreciate that. That is awfully kind, and you, as always, sound great, which leads me to think you are lying about your age.
Yes, I am lying about it because I don't want anyone to think I'm quite that old. I won't be 90 until January.
Oh, okay. So then you are a kid at 89. I got it.
You make me feel good.
Well, that is part of my job, because you are a Virginia treasure as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you're mighty kind, and God bless. Thank you very much.
Oh, hey, can I get you to jump in right away into some of this political mess? We just had the mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, endorsed by the governor that the mayor of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, said, 18, 19 months ago, should immediately resign and hang his head in shame.
Well, I would have to say to you, Jeff, when I heard that, it was one thing to hear about it, but it was something that was prompted by Stoney by saying, hey, I've got this very important announcement to make, and I'm told he was telling everyone that this great important announcement was going to be made. And then when this came about, several things concerned me about it. One of the candidates for mayor used to work, I understand, in Northam's office. And there are several other people who have yet even to be heard. As you know, the debate has never taken place. We are going to be sponsoring the debate at Virginia Union University on the 24th. All the candidates have responded. They will be there. Juan Conde with ABC and Channel 8 News will be moderating the debate with me, and we have a lot of questions we're going to be asking people about what's going on. We're going to likewise be having people submit questions by email, because it'll be done, as you know,
virtual.
The candidates there, and they'll be present.
Yeah,
but that was an interesting question you raised, because when you look at there are certain other things, the first person that came out of the box asking for everybody to resign was former Governor Terry McAuliffe, who, as you know, Stoney has introduced him as his boss, even as today. So I don't understand the politics of this, nor do I understand the common sense of it, because I think that people are entitled to hear the views expressed so they can make up their minds. They're sick and tired of people telling them who to vote for.
Yeah.
They are intelligent enough and smart enough to make up their own minds. They need to hear from those people explaining to them why they should elect them.
Now, I have to ask this question, though, Governor. You said that you're going to be one of the moderators for this debate, along with Juan Condi from ABC8. And Juan's just a great, great guy, marvelous journalist. Now, do these candidates know that you're going to be asking some of the questions?
Yes, they do. Because
and they accept it anyway?
Well, I have a history of being fair.
Yes.
I moderated the last debate that was held at Virginia Union University. Yep. I did not endorse anybody prior to that debate, nor did I endorse anybody after that debate. So, yes, they do know. And I think, as you pointed out, my record speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. And I have not endorsed anyone. I've talked to several people who are running.
Yeah.
As I've talked to several people who are running for governor or lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm. But I've not endorsed anybody in those regards either.
Okay.
So, yes, they do know.
All right.
And the public knows, too.
Well, see, now, we of the public are happy that you're doing it. But if I were some of these candidates, I might be a little scared that Governor Wilder, you say you are fair, and you are, but you're also honest. And I'm not sure that they're all about honesty some of the time.
Well, then that's what we're going to be talking about, corruption. We're going to be talking about crime. We're going to be talking about cronyism. We're going to be talking about things like, how can you, okay, the statues are gone.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do now? What's in place? Well, where'd the money come from? How could you find that money, yet you can't find money for other sources, et cetera? So they know exactly what's going to come down the pike. We've said to them what times they will be expected. They will be entitled to speak. We're going to have a lightning round session wherein we go from one candidate to the other. We're not going to favor one. And I'll tell you something we're not going to do. As you know, on some of these national debates, if someone's name happens to have been mentioned, they get an opportunity to come back and speak. We're not going to have that.
Okay.
Fairness, and we're going to have a timekeeper to make certain everybody is allocated the same amount of time.
I'm going to go out and get extra popcorn because I do not want to miss that. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. I appreciate it. There are so many things that are going on because, as you know, we stress at VCU and our Wilder School that all politics is local. You and I have had that discussion on the show here.
Yes, sir.
What happens in crime in Richmond? Good God, look at the crime rate now. Look what's taking place. Look at many of the concerns going unheeded as it relates to housing and even health concerns. And I need not tell you about education because that's not a time when you and I have not talked when we have not discussed that subject. That's essential and vital for our own existence.
Governor, how was it possible for this mayor to find $1.8 million to remove those statues and a contract that apparently went to somebody that had some sort of campaign contributions? And we've got, at this point, 10,000 children in the Richmond public schools who don't have the computer necessary to start school on Tuesday. How is that possible?
I'm quite certain the mayor will have heard your question, and I'm quite certain on the 24th of September at Virginia Union University, the answer will be forthcoming.
All right, well.
And you know what I mean by that.
I do. Let me, while we're on that subject, not the education part, but the $1.8 million, Colette McEachin, the Commonwealth's attorney, says, no, I'm not going to do any sort of an investigation. You know that City Councilwoman Kim Gray said there ought to be an investigation into this. You've got a long and distinguished career practicing law. You look at just the facts of the matter. Is that something, again, we can take all the players out of it, but just that fact pattern, would that be something that would say to you, yeah, somebody needs a second set of eyes on that?
Well, you start, first of all, with the mayor's set of eyes. You start then with that second set of eyes. Who is the legal advisor to the city? That would be the city attorney.
Right.
Well, the city attorney has already made his statement known and he's disagreed with the mayor's position. Now, if the mayor has been disagreed with by the city attorney, the chief legal officer for the city, Commonwealth Attorney's Office represents the state. Mm-hmm. And so what I think Ms. Gray is saying is this: I've done everything I could to find out. So are you saying that this is something that should not be done? Fine, if you want to say that, fine. That's when the people need to make their own decisions. And that's what the purpose is of having debates and forums and opportunities to question and fair answers given. You and I know this because we speak about it all the time on your show. The one-word definition for politics is money. Watch where that buck goes, who makes the determination as to how to spend it, and who determines the priorities.
Yes.
Those are things that people in the city of Richmond are asking on a regular basis.
Yeah. Doug Wilder, of course, served as the governor of Virginia, the mayor of Richmond, and man, you got a whole bunch of other things. I don't even have time to list all the cool things that you've done.
You got it. But I served so much to believe that the people are always ahead of those who say they represent the people.
Well, ain't that the
people
truth?
Are ahead of all of us.
Hey, listen, I know we were joking about this 90th birthday of yours, but there is one heck of a party that's being lined up. Do you mind telling everybody about that?
Well, I do. It's going to be, as you said, virtual. We're going to be having people discussing on the 17th of September at Virginia Commonwealth University. I'm sorry, at Virginia Commonwealth University, virtually. We're going to be discussing the issues that are affecting people. We're going to be discussing elections. Yeah. We're going to be discussing where we are, where we've been, and where we need to go. And who are the persons or the people or the entities that can get us there? And if not there now, when? And if not when, whenever?
Yeah.
Questions are, and we're going to have Larry Sabato over there, who's one of the better persons to know in terms of the issues affecting things that are going on.
Right.
We're going to have Jim Dagg. We've got an exciting number of people that are coming, current Judge Gregory, Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. We're going to have former Governor Deval Patrick. He's been invited. Everyone's said they're going to be there. And we want to get to the bare bones of where the rubber hits the road.
Well, listen, that's going to be another very, very meaningful thing. It's just another in a long list of great accomplishments in the Commonwealth that'll have the name Doug Wilder attached to it. And you know, every time you're on with me, I get emails from people who have said, would it be possible for former Governor Wilder, you've been governor, it's not that difficult, for goodness sakes. It's mostly indoor work. Come on. I mean, can you get another 4 years? Come on. Why not?
Well, my 90th celebration in January will be to celebrate the people. And I tell so many people on a regular basis that Virginia was in the forefront of showing that the past is past. We are living in the present, but that present can be improved upon in the future.
Yes.
And the people have been there. Every time I turn around, I get something from someone who will say, I remember you stopped and you talked with me, and then I got in touch with you for my daughter or my granddaughter, and you responded. Those kinds of things mean more to me than anything else. And I refuse to believe that we still can't have that foresight in terms of the people being involved in what we as elected officials do, supposedly, for the people. I'm a people person.
And, I know you are.
And the people remind me of it on a regular basis. And as enticing as it is, just take it into consideration that you might consider being my campaign manager.
I'm there. You got it. I am available.
I want you to think about it, Jeff. It take a long, long time to see.
Wow. Governor, I know how to break it to you. In those 10 seconds, I already started fundraising for you. I got $12 on the books already. We're ready to roll.
$12 and the bookie? I like that. I like it a lot. Always good to be with you.
Same here. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye. That is former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder. I like him. I mean, I don't know if that comes through or not. I really do. And we don't necessarily agree on all of the issues. But I will say this, and I know I'm over time here, but I've just got to say it about Governor Wilder. Governor Wilder, in my opinion, was somebody who was always upfront with people. and always told people what he thought, whether you liked it or not. He was going to tell you what he thought. And frankly, that degree of honesty, I just don't think we see in all that many politicians anymore. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.